says Veikach Moishes Atzmos Yosef Imoy Ki Ashbea Ishbia Es Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara Darshins and Soito Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvah Ze Moishe Rabbeinu Shebeshoh that everyone was Misasek in Bizas Hayom, Moishe Rabbeinu was Misasek in Atzmos Yosef. Everyone was busy in Bizas Hayom, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmos Yosef. Now, the pasuk is not coming to say, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone was busy getting money, Moshe was busy doing mitzvahs. I think Moshe Rabbeinu has better shvachim than that shvach, that when everyone was busy with money, Moshe was busy with mitzvahs. Now, the Teretz Bizas Hayom was also a mitzvah. Daber no, was a mitzvah to go Bizas Hayom? So take the kasher, so why Moshe Rabbeinu went to take Atzmos Yosef? You can't say because no one else was doing it, because then it's not Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. It was two mitzvahs. So what is the difference? So the Mechilta says that he was memayed beBizas Hayom and he was marbe beAtzmos Yosef. But I heard from my elder Zayd that the Alter in Novardok, he said as a Gemara in Bob Metzia, the Gemara says that if you have two people to help, Soine or Oyev, Lifroik, the chiyuv is to be poirek the soine. You have the animal is going with a masa and it's heavy, and you can help the soine or the Oyev. There's a chiyuv to help the soine. Kedei lochu fesitzroi. Says when two mitzvahs come up to a person, one is harder and one is gishmaker. Chacham Leiv takes the harder mitzvah to do. So whenever it was Misasek, it was two mitzvahs. It was Taket Bizas Hayom, and was the mitzvah of Atzmos Yosef. Now, the pasuk says, "V'kasher reisem es Mitzrayim, ayoyim hazeh, lo yisoysifu liroi somoit." Lo yisoysifu liroi somoit. Kasher isem es Mitzrayim ayoyim hazeh, lo yisoysifu liroi somoit. You are not missing Mitzrayim anymore. Says a famous shaila. The famous shaila. It says later in the parsha in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Lamed, "Va'iru es Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al tzfas hayom." Hashem said, "Lo yisoysifu liroi somoit." And it says, "Va'yar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al tzfas hayom." So in Sefer Tosfos Broche, it's brought down. It's brachas from the Teret Mima. Now, when he was a Rav, he says he was Shabbos Parshas Beshalach, and he was by the Netziv for Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, they were sitting and they served Hatim and Lugma. And a person came over and said, "I was doing business 12 years ago with a person, and we had a fight, and I made a shvur not to look in his face, and I kept the shvur for 12 years, and today he died." And I want to go over to ask Mechila, to look in his face and to ask Mechila. But Lemaisa, I made a shvur not to look at him. And everyone was back and forth. So the Tesis Bocha says, so he bought a raya. It says, Kasher Yisim is Mitzrayim lo yisosifu miroisom ad oilom. And then it says, Vayar Yisro is Mitzrayim meisas fas hayom. So Al-Koch, when you make a shvur not to look at a person, you're allowed to see him when he's dead. But you have to know, Lemais and Yonis and Menuziel, he says, "Vayar Yisroel es Mitzrayim meis al tzfas hayom," that they were goysesim. It's nishta zei posha. It's nishta zei posha, this ganze world. I want to be masked with one thing. It's a lot, it's a very big parsha. We have to choose a couple in Yonim to speak about. Ein la dovel soif. I want to say one yesoidus di gazach. It's a lot. We'll start with one. The first one, stam bepshat. Two things in Bepshat, and then we'll go more. A couple of Gishmak Zachen. If it is man that we have. It says, V'chizakti a slave paroi, V'rodaf achrei bnei Yisrael. Pasuk brings down. V'adaber Hashem, V'moyshe dav bnei Yisrael, V'yachnu lefei pi acherois. ואומר פרוי לבני ישראל נבוכים הם בארץ סתם, בפשט ואומר פארוי לבני ישראל נבוכים הם בארץ. פסוק ג', רש"י says, ואומר פארוי לבני ישראל נבוכים הם בארץ. סאלי כרש"י says, what is לבני ישראל? על בני ישראל. It's not talking to the Yidden. ויאמר פארוי לבני ישראל נבוכים הם בארץ. זאת רש"י על בני ישראל. דיינס בנזיר says, ויאמר פארוי לדוסם ולאווירם בני ישראל דמשתיירו במצרים. דוסם ואווירם didn't go out, they decided to stay. So he spoke to Dosan ve'Aviram. Only later they did tshuva. So he learns pshat in the pasuk of Pshuto. Vayemer Paroi lebnei Yisrael, he's given bnei Yisrael. V'chizakti es leParoi v'rodef achreim v'kavdo beParoi v'chol chaylo v'yodo Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem. So it says Paroi was not planning to chase them. We went back, we teased Paroi, and he came. So it's mashma that Kriyas Yamsuf was not really for saving Klal Yisrael. They were going out, everything was okay. Hashem said, listen, go back, tease Paroi, he will chase you, and that will happen. So why Kriyas Yamsuf was done? For what purpose? Not to save Klal Yisrael. To kill Paroi. As I state in Rambam, in Yisai Da'atere, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, Kol Ha'oisoi She'oso Moshe Rabbeinu Lo'i Leharis Al HaNevu Ha'asom Elo Lefi Tzerech Ha'shoa Ha'asom Ho'yo Tzorech Leshakei Ha'mitzrim Kor Ha'ayam Ve'itzlilom B'soichoi. Pirush HaMishnayis La'oves, everyone knows the Pirush HaMishnayis that Kriyas Yamsuf was like a half a circle. They went out and they came back in the same side, not in the other side. This is the reason Klal Yisrael thought maybe Mitzrayim also is coming up. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis La'oves brings a picture of 12 half a circles. They went in and came out on the same side because they were just to get the Mitzrayim in, close them and come out. In Shachris we daven like this: Yam Suf Bokato, Zeidim Tibato, V'Yedidim Evarto. Yam Suf Bokato, Zeidim Tibato, Yedidim Evarto. Because Be'etzem the Yitzias Mitzkres Yam Suf was Yam Suf Bokato, Zeidim Tibato, Yedidim Evarto. The Shaila is in Ma'ariv we say Fakert. Hamavir Bono Ben Gizri Yam Suf. Esrit Fein V'Sineim B'Sarim Estiba. Also in Halal HaGodl, Hodul Hashem, Kirem Chasdoi. Legoyzer Yamsuf Ligzorim, Kirem Chasdoi. Ever Yisrael B'Soichoi, Kirem Chasdoi. Venir Paroi V'Chele B'Yamsuf, Kirem Chasdoi. Also the Dayenu holds like that. The Dayenu, we say, Ilu Koronu Sayom, Dayenu. Ilu Evironu B'Soichoi B'Charobo, V'Leshik Atzreinu B'Soichoi, Dayenu. So it was Mashal, Kriyas Yamsuf was for saving us, not for killing the Mitzrim. But again, the Rambam steht for killing the Mitzrim, the Shachris is for killing the Mitzrim, and as I say it's mashma in the pasuk, v'chizakti eslev paroi v'rodef achrei. One. Two. And pasuk Chof Zayin says, v'yeit Moshe yodoi v'yoshov hayom le'esonoi. The Medrash says, what is le'esonoi? To his shvua. Tznai hitna kodesh boruch im amayim b'shas b'riyas b'reishis shiboku b'tzeis Yisrael me'mitzrayim. וזה משנה מה ויושב היום לאיסונוי שהיום חוזר לתנור הראשון. He made it a condition that you have to split when Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. Frank the Mogen Avrom, he has a pirush on the Medrash. So the tnai was to split. What is ויושב היום לאיסונוי? To close? ויושב היום לאיסונוי, Hashem made a tnai with the yam that it has to split. But when it closed, it's not le'isonoi. That's really after the isonoi. So what is vayoshev hayom le'isonoi? But lefi them, it's very gishmak. Because the tnai was that they were closed on the Mitzrim, not to save the Yidden. The purpose was not to save the Mitzrim. The purpose was not to save Klal Yisrael, to kill the Mitzrim. This is pshat in the Bis Yosef. The halacha is, you know, the Gemara says we don't say Halal in Shvi Shel Pesach. Why? Ma'ase Yodai Tovim Bayam Ve'atem Omerim Shiro. Frag the Meforshim, we don't want to say Shir that the Mitzrim drowned. We want to say Shir that with the Yam split and we had a way to run away. The Teretz says Kiras Yamsu was not for saving Klal Yisrael. Kiras Yamsu was for killing the Mitzrim. Also Rashi says later in Perek Yud Zayin, when Hashem told Moshe to take the stick and to hit the water, Shehoyu Oimrim, the matter only does bad. you hit paroi, loco paroi alayam, show them the stick does good things. The stick did a very good thing. It split Yasuf that we had where to run away. Then it closed the yam and paroi. But it was stupid. The chikira is, we were stuck. The Mitzrayim were chasing us. The yam split that we could run through. There was another problem. They were chasing us. So we closed it. Other name. The Mitzvah were not chasing us. We went to tease them that they will try to chase us, and we will go into the water, and in a minute we'll close. These are Be'etz and the two Tzadim. It's one Zach Bepshat. Another Zach, it says, Vayuvayu Bnei Yisrael B'soich Hayom B'Yabosha. It's a Givaldik Adiyukim, the Goyen is Medayeket. It says in the Posuk, Yudalet, V'ato Horim Esmatcho, ויבואו בני ישראל בסייך היום ביבושו. בסייך היום ביבושו. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk of Beis, ויבואו בני ישראל בסייך היום ביבושו. והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומסמילום. פרק י' פסוק of Beis, ויבואו בני ישראל בתוך היום, in the water, ביבושו. Was dry. Then the Pasuk of Tessa says, "Ubnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho b'soich hayam." V'amayim lohem choymo miminom u'mismolom. So the Pasuk of Beis it says, "V'yavol Ubnei Yisrael b'yom b'toich hayom b'yabosho." And the Pasuk of Tessa says, "Ubnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho b'soich hayam." V'amayim lohem choymo miminom u'mismolom. He also says, but there's a lot of difference in between Pasuk Chof Beis and Pasuk Chof Tes. In Pasuk Chof Beis it says, Vayavoy Bnei Yisrael B'Soich Hayom B'Yabosho, inside the water B'Yabosho, V'Amayim Lohem Choymo with a Vav. Also it says, Vayavoy Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Chof Tes it says, Holchu B'Yabosho B'Soich Hayom, V'Amayim Lohem Choymo Miminom Mismolo without a Vav. So the medrash, v'amayim lohem choymo cheymo. Halo lo yiv David izore, v'halo lo yiv David izore. So what is the difference? So it's a couple of esbeirim. The Goyen says the yisoy that vorim. The Goyen says, first, the Daskenim says that first they started to go, it was a yam yet. Where they went, it started to split. But the Mefarshim say like this, in the beginning, Nachshon and Aminado jumped into the water. It was the first group that jumped into the water. Dava bnei Yisrael v'yisau, he jumped into the water. The water split. Aber ze vayavoyu b'soich hayom b'yabosho. V'amayim lohem choymo with a vav. The water was not angry. Mesiras nefesh, they deserve for kiras yamsuf. Then was the other group, when it was dry, the other group started to walk in. U'bnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho b'soich hayom. V'amayim lohem choymo. That water said, "Halolo if David is zore, v'halolo if David is zore." What is the difference? What is the difference? Both of them don't deserve. It's not enough kemina. V'amayim lohem choymo minom mismaylom. Some of us should say more from that. That in the beginning, when Klal Yisrael went in, so they jumped into the water. The water didn't get angry. Then they carried on walking, and the Mitzrim came in, and then it started to close on the Mitzrim. Then the yam started to say, "Allah lo yiv David izore, va Allah lo yiv David izore." But in the beginning, the yam didn't have to close. In the beginning, the yam didn't get angry. Only later, when it was "Allah lo yiv David izore, va Allah lo yiv David izore," the minute they had to split, the minute it was a kas. So, maybe a little bit to be masbir. It says in the Pasuk, Oz Yoshir Moshe. Oz Yoshir Moshe. Oz Yoshir Moshe. Then Moshe will sing. So Rashi has a kasha. What is Oz Yoshir Moshe? Oz Shor Moshe. Uvne Yisrael is a shir azos. Oz Yoshir. Yoshir is Loshen future. So Rashi answers, כשרואה נס, אולו בליבוי שיושר. אז יושר, כשרואה נס, אולו בליבוי שיושר. ומדרושו איזאת רשי, מכאן רמז לתחיל הסמייסי מן התוירו. תדלעוסי דלובוי, he will also sing. The same Shira, Klal Yisrael will say Lo Asid Lavoi. It's a very nice Medrash. Everyone knows this Rashi. But when you hear this Rashi, like, it's a little bit hard to understand. Oz Yashir, he will sing. Ola Beliboy. And the Medrash says, Lo Asid Lavoi, Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. What is the purpose of this? Say, I hear. Mashmir wants to masbir, is a famous vote of Rabbi Sazaman. I'll be masbir it a little bit by Al-Chove. We say in the morning, Mizmo Shir Chanukah Sabayis Ledovid. Aramimcho Hashem Kidlesoni Veloisi Machtri. Hashem Eloikai, Shivati Eilecho Vatir Poeni. Hashem Eloikai, Elisim Shon Nafshi. Shivati Eilecho Vatir Poeni. What's it does? Hashem, I was sick. I was ill. Shivati Eilecho Vatir Poeni. What is the Shaykhis to Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Ledovid? Zog Rebbe Sazaman in the Akdomet Even HaOizel, Givaldik Evolt. He says, for sure, when David HaMelech was sick and he became healthy, he made a party. He made a goymel. Years later, he was born in Beis HaMikdosh. And he said, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. Chazal said, when he found the federations, the mokim for the Mishkan, he made a party. He made a Mizmor Shir Chanukah. But then he realized that the life that Hashem gave him when he became healthy, when he became ois sick, is a different quality of life. It's not only a life to live, is a life that in his life he's zoicha to be making the Beis HaMikdosh. It's a choshev life. The life gave the different mashmoes. So when he said Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, is that he's zoicha to mokrim Ashoas Ashchina, beitzem David HaMelech became chelik from the Merkova. And the Metzias says David HaMelech is the settle of the Shchina, what it means, we don't understand. So b'meila he said again, thank you for the Ribbono Shel Olam to give me back my life that I could get to that madrega. So Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Aramim Cha Hashem Kedlesoni V'Leisimach Tovai. Hashem Eloikai, Shivati Eilecho V'Atir Poeini. I'm saying again, thank you that I was sick. And what's a hezbeh with Reb Nissim Goyen and the Akdome brings down that every day Reb Nissim Goyen made tshuva. And the averes that he did yesterday. He said yesterday he only knew who is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Afazei Vait. So he did tshuva. Today that I'm a bigger Reb Nissim Goyen and I know what is the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm really sorry that I did the Aveira. So the tshuva of yesterday is not the tshuva of today. Because today that I realize how great is the Ribbono Shel Olam and how small I am. So every day when I'm closer to the Aveira Hashem, I have to do a bigger tshuva. Klal Yisrael Osid Lovay will sing Shire, the Tzias Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they knew, was the Shibud, Mishibud Legeula, the name Alefon of Aleluka. But later in life, when we will realize that we became Am Yisrael, that we are Zeichet Tchias Amesim, the Goyim state, En Lehem La'ilam HaTchiyah, they have Elba Neshomes, but they don't have a Tchiyah. We will realize that when Tzias Mitzrayim, we became a special Ummah. We'll be another Shir. The Shir was not only for the physical out of Mitzrayim. Oz Yoshir Moshe, this Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we became the Ummah Israelis, this Shir will stay forever. This Shira will follow us forever, this Shira. So we made a vow, this Shira will follow us forever. So us Yashir Moshe. The Alter Mikelem explains a little bit more. Reb Leib Lopian would say over Alamol from Reb Loch from Telz, he would say, we say in davening, every morning, you know how to daven. ויושע השם ביום ההוא את ישראל מיד מצרים וירא ישראל את מצרים מייס על שפס היום וירא ישראל את היום הגדולו וירא עומס השם ויאמינו בהשם מוישה עבדי עוז יושע מוישה אז רב לוח מוצא like this ויושע השם ביום ההוא את ישראל מיד מצרים they didn't say שירו וירא ישראל מצרים מייס על שפס היום they didn't say שירו וירא ישראל את היום הגדולו אשר עושה השם במצרים They didn't say Shira. Vayiru Omes Hashem. Machmish Gizog Shira. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem U'Moshe Avdoi Oz Yosher Moshe. So he said, a person says Shira when he comes to Emuna. What is Oz Yosher? Alter Mikelem said, Yosher means he will carry on singing. If you see a person in his wedding, if you see a person in his bar mitzvah, and his trip, and his party, he's very happy, very excited. You ask him, you'll stay excited forever? Come on. A week, sitting in a good restaurant, another couple hours, go back to life. The excitement doesn't stay. But a person has a emuna in Beira Olam and he realizes that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of him, as Yashir Moshe. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Avdoi. When a person comes to the emuna of the Beira Olam, as Yashir Moshe, the Shira will stay forever. This Shira, this happiness will stay forever. It's not something that will disappear. It's something that will stay kavua. This brings us to another vault, and I want really to be masbir. And our parsha in the end, we have to go back to the man. But our parsha says that vayavoyu lemoro velo yuchlu lishtois mai mimoro ki morimen vayitzaku al Hashem vayoreyu Hashem eitz vayashlech al amoyim vayumteku amayim. This is in the pasuk. The Gemara in Bava Kamma brings down with Ezra shoyu koirim batera b'sheini v'chamishi. Zog the Gemara, Ezra tiken lohem, ali Moshe tiken lohem. Sharekziv v'yelchu shloish esyomim v'amidbo v'loimotzu mayim v'ein mayim elo toiro. Zog the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma pebeis. Shenema hekol tzom elechul amayim. Kevon shalchu shloishes miyomim b'leimayim miyad v'nilu. Amdu neviim shebeneim v'tignu lehem shekoyrim b'shabes u'mafsikim b'echol b'shabes koyrim b'sheini mafsikim b'shlishi v'revi v'koyrim b'chamishi. Kedei shelo yolinu gimel yomim b'leitayr. Everyone knows it's more b'bekame, b'beiz, yeah? Nishken chulin, nishken zvochim, b'bekame. Chetzki, no? B'bekame. So the Marshon Chedusha Agoda, you know, it's very nice when you learn Baba Kamma. You read the parsha. Hayavayu, hayichu shloish esyomim, v'leimotzu morim, v'yivou lemoro, kilo yichu shesmayim imoro ki morim hem. Well, Baba Kamma is a very nice pshatl. So the Marshon Chedusha Agoda says, Oymed, that Chazal would darshan the extra word of Vayaloinu. What is Vayaloinu? It says Vayaloinu. That why Klal Yisrael, Chazal v'doshim, that because they went 3 days without learning Torah, this is the reason it caused them to complain about the water. How we know it? The Marsha says it's mefush in the pasuk in the parsha. The Marsha, first time, first pshat, you know. ויצק אל השם ויראה השם עץ וישלח אל המים ואם תקוע המוים שום סום לא יחוקו משפט ושום ניסור. We know that in Moro נצטבו על שבס, על הדינים. But what does the shaykh is שום סום לא יחוקו משפט ושום ניסור? Vaistois was a lack of Torah, so שום סום לא יחוקו משפט ושום ניסור. קדוש ברוך הוא פסוק פרק תסבות פסוק חפי קדוש ברוך הוא gave him the Torah. Not only mitzvahs parsha shatera sheis asku b'hem Shabbos pora aduma v'dini. So from that the Gemara knew if the problem was that there's nothing water to drink, give them a stick to make the water to drink. What is the shaykhes? Shom som lechayim teku amayim shom som lechayku mishpat v'shom niso. Mele the Gemara learned out from there that the lack was a chisor lechtera. Chafetz Chaim explains the pasuk miyad says after it. Mamash one pasuk after it. ויאמר תשמע בקולי ויבואו אלימו ושום 12 אנס מים ושבעים תמורים ויחנו שום. חפץ חיים על התרס says ויבואו, doesn't say וייסו. Mamish, a step after Moro was all this water in the trees. If they were wait one more second, everything was there. But because they were not learning, so they didn't have the emuna and Beira Olam, so במילה they complain. So I told my father, like Givaldi Kizach, we're holding after Kriyas Yamsuf. Oz Yoshir Moshe, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Avdoi. Emune Bruro En Boire Oilom. Emune Shkufu En Boire Oilom. But if you don't sit and learn Teire, nothing helps. Nothing helps. The biggest maimin. On Teire, the Marsha explains, the Teire, the water makes things to float up, takes out the good, the bad falls down. person can go weiter. Person can all the emuna, 3 days without teira, it doesn't help. Now, Chazal says, it's more merubas like Chazal. Vayoreyu eitz, vayashlech al amayim, vayimteku amayim. Zog di Yalkut Shimoyni, vayoreyu eitz, eitz is a remez leitzche, eitz chayim ila machazikim bo. That was a remez to teire. So again, the answer was the teire. But here I want to add a gewaldic gezach. But first the lacht. And what did the teire? They threw it into the bitter water and the water became sweet. This exactly was the message. With the Torah, the bitter water will be sweet. This is the oimek. Person has to know, the misak of this week and this nekuda, the stories that happened to Klal Yisrael have oimek. They didn't have all the drinks, so they had a stick came and they threw in. So it looks like I have a nice history. They're living out of Mitzrayim, was a bit thirsty, there's a stick, there's a slav. No, everything is oimek. They came to get bitter water. The water is there, but it's bitter. The Torah makes it sweet. But as a gewaldige Wort, I heard from my father-in-law, from Rabbi Leib Gurwitz, the brother of the Chazanish, says in the Medrash, Vayoreyu eitz, vayashlech el amoyim, vayimteku amoyim. It's one of the nicest words that I love to say over every time, every place that I could. Vayoreyu eitz, vayashlech el amoyim, vayimteku amoyim. Zog the medrash, vayimteku amoyim, hamayim humteku. Medrash, vayimteku amoyim, hamayim humteku. Fried Rav Shmaryo Greinemann, the brother of the Chazanish. For sure the water became sweet. It's the givaldi kazach. You take a cup of tea or coffee and you want to drink. You know, tea and coffee are very bitter. You put sugar inside and you mix it, it's very tasty. Why it's tasty? Not going into the al tachkir if it's the spoon position for the kids, yeah? But why it's tasty? Because when you drink, you also have a little bit of sugar comes into your mouth, and a little bit of the bitterness. It's a very kishmaki feeling altogether. But not the pshat that the sugar changed the mahus of the coffee to be sweet. Coffee stayed bitter. When a person sits and learns teire, it's not the pshat that the teire gives him the rules how to behave. He knows how to behave properly. The Torah is machshartu, meroimantu, megadaltu, al kol ha-maisim. The Torah switches the person. Reu pleini shalom ha-Torah. Ma'noi maisum ha-metukonim rochov. Chazal bring down, Chazal, it's brought down that was Arister, one of the smart philosophies. They saw him sitting and eating, and he was eating like an animal. So they asked him, Aristo, like an animal, fingers and dots and hands. He said, now I'm eating, now I'm not Aristo. Now I'm eating, now I'm not Aristo. And Chachma HaTeira, it's not like that. Prison that sits and learns 24 hours, the Teira is machshaltoi, meramantoi, megadaltoi. Vayoreyu eitz, vayumteku amayim. The mayim didn't pshat, the tree, Chazal said the tree was bitter. The tree didn't become like sugar inside the water. Vayumteku amayim, hamayim humteku. It changed the quality of the water that the water changed. It's the vol b'fnei atzmoi. But if we connect it to this, this is mamash hein en advorim. Vayovoyu lemoro kimorimem velo yuchlo lishlis mayim. Shem said, no, if you sit and learn, the learning changes the mahus. If a person learns and he lets the Torah go inside him, it's a andere mahus. The Torah is megadaltoi, merimamtoi, machshaltoi al kol ha-maisim. The Torah makes him a different person, a different mahus. What is the different stack? Let us steer to the vote. When a person puts sugar in a coffee, if you let it for a long time to stand, the sugar falls down, the coffee stays bitter. But if the quality of the thing changed, became a different mahus, it stays sweet forever. Shivri luchas monochim ba'orin. A person that sits and learns Torah even in the time that he's an onus. When he's not an onus, it's a taina. But when a person sits and learns Torah, the Torah changes the mahus of the person. It's not only the pshat. When he learns, he knows how to behave. When he learns, he knows what to do and how to do. The Torah changes the mahus of the person. So this parsha vayavoyu lemoro, This was the limud to klal Israel. The limud to klal Israel. A very, very stark limud. A very, very stark limud. If you don't sit and learn, you see things bad. And the Melech Rishboch gave them Eitz Chaim. And he taught them, the Torah changes the person. It gives you a different marus. If you will sit and learn, you will not be bitter. You will not be sad. Chafetz Chaim says, the water is there. Shom sam lechoyko mishpot v'shom niso. Kosh Baruch miyad taught him more Torah. And for that, they were metaken, there will be a kriyas ha-Torah every time. The klal Yisrael will not be without a hefsek of Torah. Here's my father-in-law, Tosefes Dvarim Niflo. I'm sure all of you have this kasha, at least I had it every year. Until this year, I saw his vote. This part, what I'm going to say from him. Shvi shel Pesach, you know the kriya for Shvi shel Pesach? What do you read in Shvi shel Pesach? What? As Yashu, remember this when you're checking in Shvi shel Pesach. You have art school here, maybe? What? But if you have the Shvi shel Pesach, what they read as Yashir, and they read till the end of the parsha, till the month. Yeah, you have our article there. No. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But you'll see in the Kriya, they read Parshas Beshalach. They read the whole parsha, Shira, Miriam Anavia. They read. Finish to read the parsha. Then they read Vayavoyu Lemora. Vayavoyu Elima till post perek tezayin. They read not only Kriyas Yamsuf, not only Parshas Beshalach. Lamashal. Not only Parshas Beshalach they read Parshas Beshalach with the Parsha of Moro. And the Shaila is, every year I had this shver. Bothered me, Mamash, I don't know why I'm sure, but with such a simcha I had Mamash 10 minutes ago, I saw my shver as well. What is the Shaychus to Shvi Shel Pesach to read the story of Parshas Moro? Stam a kitruk. I mean, it will give me like a bitter taste. Like after the Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael got like the first argument. Like you just finished Kriyas Yamsuf, it's a nice day, it's a Yom Tov. Don't read the failing. Maybe read also the Egel. Shvi shel Pesach, finished. Vatikach Miriam Anavia. Vatak Lanoshim Ayon Shul Hashem Sus V'Roch Beirom Avayom. So I was thinking maybe it's not enough psukim. So. My father-in-law, Ron Gurwitz, every time in Shvi shel Pesach he would say the vote of Ayum Teku Amoy. And I thought, you know, it's Bichlal didn't have to be there. And this every time, you know, say vote Melos Yoshir. Every time he would say this vote of Ayum Teku Amoy. For this reason, I hear this vote. Every year I heard from this vote of Ayum Teku Amoy. What's the Shaykhus? Choshmehid, God like Bo. And such. What's the Shaykhus? But this is what he says. This is the end of the Shire. On Teira doesn't help us, Yashir. Doesn't help all the people, Misasik and Emunah and Emunah and Shirim and classes, without sitting and learning, all these things are worth nothing. Nothing is worth. You hear the whole Pasha says, Yashir. 3 days without sitting in a yeshiva and learning, kaput. Kaput. Nothing helps. He goes to Azak class, with Azak class, with Azak, Chveis, Golnish. Sitting and learning, you have Emunah. Person could pass the whole of Yashir. But you don't sit and learn. Only Munatera. And Mela, we finish Shvi shel Pesach. Vayavoyu Lemora. Vayavoyu Lishtesmaim Mimora Kimorimem. Vayoreyu Hashemetz. Yeah, they didn't learn for 3 days. You don't learn for 3 days, it doesn't stay. You have to learn. I heard what the Wallace made a Givaldi Givald in the Parsha. It starts to give it a little more light. It says, Vatikach Miriam Anavio Hatoif Beyodo, Vatitzeno Kol Anoshim Achareo Betupim Mechoiles. Vatan Lo Miriam, Shiru La Hashem Ki Go Go Yisus V'Roch. It's the two psukim before Parsha's Moro. We're going back. Moro by us is the main Parsha, and we're going back for Moro. ותיקח מרים הנביא האחויס ארנס הטויף ביודו ותצא לכל הלושם אחריו בטוב ומחוילס ותן להם מרים שירו להשם כי גוי גוי סוס ורויך בו ירום הביום. So there's a lot of questions here. One question is, stop. What is ha-toif be-yodo? ותצא לכל הנושם אחריה בטוב ומחוילס, רשי says, מאיכון היו להם טופים צדקון יסויו. ויודים שיעשה נס, and they took our drums. No, but on Miriam, Rashi doesn't ask why she had a drum. Only on the noshim, מאיכון היו להם טופים צדקון יסויו. Miriam, it doesn't ask. Miriam says, ותצא מירים הלוויה והטויף ביודו. I was in England once, someone sent to Meshver a letter from someone of the Gdolim. He said, Pshat, that the Rambam stated that Bnei Anevim, yesh lehem toif ve'ugov, that they drummed the whole time to be besimcha. So Miriam Anevio, v'tikach ha-toif, she had a drum. Rashi doesn't ask the kasha how she had a drum. She has a drum. But what they said, I'm not sure how to be mecholes, from where they had drums. But the shaila is, why the Noshim had drums? Why the men didn't do drums? The Chassidus Sforim stated, I think, Padas Yosef, it's called Be'isha Erev, but didn't want the men hearing them. Yeah, Rashi doesn't bring it down to Mistam Sinish. Yeah? But as they bring down as a Pshat, they didn't want. Another Pshat is, if this Nugat to Pshat, Rashi had to say it. Even if it's not a Locha, Rashi has to say it. Second thing is, second Leore, Vatan Lehem Sus Veroich Boi Rom Avayom. And what would all the other Shire? The ladies only said one pasuk. They be shachis, a clay, one pasuk. So in the Chizkuni, I saw it says v'chulu, v'chulu, shiru la'Hashem, v'chulu. The Ainu, he learns that the shira starts from shiru la'Hashem. It's a big chakire. Oz Yoshua Moishu Bnei Yisrael, the shira azoyz, v'shiru la'Hashem. Where the shira starts? From Oz Yoshua or from Oshiru la'Hashem? Saim Rechel on the Torah has a nice siman on it. It's good to see there. Because the Moshe Nafkimina, when you write down Oriach al-Gabe Levoino, you know, the Shira, you write in the Torah different. The Shaila, how you have to write Oz Yashir. One of the Rais that bring down that the Shira starts from Oz Yashir, says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ume'az boy ledaber el paroi, heroi salom azeh." Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, Moshe, ato himer ume'oz bosi la'om azeh, heroi salom, chayecho shat ashol Shira be'oz, shenema Oz Yashir Moshe. So state that Oz Yashir was a part of the Shira. But the Chizkuni learns that the Shiru la'Hashem starts the Shir. Although without the Chizkuni, he says, Shver, why only one pasuk? What is Vatan Lohem? Vatan Lohem to who? So some people say, Rashi says, Moshe Amar Shiru la'Noshim, Ve'emer Ve'emoni Machov, Umir Yo'emer Es la'Noshim. Vatan Lohem was like a pasuk, like Moshe. Rashi also had Shver, what is Vatan Lohem? So we have three shailas. Why the ladies had drums? Dancing. Second of all, why Shus V'Roch Boy must be the ganze Shira? And what's Matan Lohem? So in Pardes Yosef is brought down a Givaldike Vot. Zog the Pardes Yosef Hazay. She answered the Malochim. The Malochim said, why you saved? Alolo Eid David Izore, Alolo Eid David Izore. Right? So what was the answer? Asidim Lekabel Esatera Al Sinai. I'm going to Mekabel Teira. The famous vault says in the Rodam that why here Vayoshev Hayom Leisono he had to have a shvua that he was split. Why in Kriyas Hayarden we didn't do a big zach when the Yarden was split? Pinchas Ben Yair also split the water. Here in Oz Yosher splitting a ganze Kriyas Yamsuf. Pinchas Ben Yair was walking. He said split. Is an Arab with us? Split it for the Arab as well. So Zokim Chayv Aloshina. Because the answer was before they learned Torah. Before they learned Torah, it's a chiddush to make a moifus. On learning Torah, it's machin a moifus, it's a chiddush. But when a person is sitting and learning Torah, the welt is meshubet to Torah. So when Pinchas Ben Yair says to split, it splits. So the answer was, asidim lekabel es haTorah. They're going to learn Torah, you can split. So the Malachim said, yeah, but the women are not going to learn Torah. So I want to close it on the woman. Vatan lo emiriyom. She answered him. Sus veroich b'rom avayom. Paro, I understand, deserves us to drown. Why the horses are drowning? Tell us they came to help. We come to help their husbands. We also deserve to be saved. Kal v'choyma. What is a drum? When a person is singing, he sings nice. What is the drum? It's something that helps the singing, right? It's meshabech. the ladies, their chefza is that they help the husbands. So the shira, they took the drums. The chefza was that they're messiah. So Tzvi Cheshit from Yeshiva would say, Alemal, that this is the pshat in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Lesusosi berichvei paroi dimisich ra'ayosi. To the horse of paroi, I'm comparing you, my wife. Lesusosi berichvei paroi dimisich ra'ayosi. I said it once when I was young. I have my chasna in Suda somewhere. It was one of the Choshevi Rebbetes, one of the Gdele Ador, she was nifted already. She got up, she left in the middle of the meal. She said, she's not masking to such a role. She's not masking. I think this is the Pshat. Under the Pesach is very shvah. What's the Pshat? Lesusosi berichvei paroi, nimisich ra'ayosi. For this horse of paroi, I'm comparing you, my wife. Lesusosi berichvei paroi, nimisich ra'ayosi. The vote I heard from Rebel Povarsky. It says in the Pasuk that the man came down, and then if you left the man, became spoiled the other day. But then it says the Marshal that when the man stopped to come down, they ate from the man till Zion, they came down to Israel, till Pesach, till the Chodesh, they ate from the man. The man got spoiled every day. Said they took it to Tzadis Man, they put it in the Beis HaMikdash. Why the man didn't get spoiled? He wanted to say a big Yisoy. So, what would it be if a person, a marshal, an 8 man, and he left over a little bit? He claims that man didn't get spoiled. Man only got spoiled if a person left it to tomorrow because he didn't believe that tomorrow will be more man. If a mistake was left over, he wanted to die glosh an apostle. Ve'em Moshe lehem al yisvoso b'menu ad boiker. Ve'lo yishomu el Moshe. Ve'yosiru anosh b'menu ad boiker. Ve'yurom teloim ve'yivash ve'yikzif aleh Moshe. Got full with worms and Moshe got angry. Why it doesn't say the opposite? They left it and Moshe got angry. The Torah says could be that he couldn't eat anymore. So then it will not get spoiled. And there was no issue. Only because it got spoiled, so the pshat, these people left it tomorrow because they were scared that tomorrow they will not have. The tomorrow they don't have. The Melech says the man Moshul, Le'osid, L'moshul, when Moshe said tomorrow be no more man anymore, so then the man really didn't get spoiled. The yisayid of the man got spoiled was because tomorrow you have extra man. Tomorrow you don't have extra man, or the Moshe, if a person leaves in a mistake, then Eina Chanami, it was not by Yoram Teloy. There's a famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The first pasuk. והי בשלח פארו יסעם ולנוח המלויקים דרך ארץ פלישתים כי קורבו maybe it's time I'll tell you Makovit Shabbos is a famous vitz. Not a famous vitz? It's a famous vitz. It's brought down, I don't know if it's the Kovit, I don't know to say it, but it's a story. I heard once if something comes in your head when you're talking to the rabbim, so you have to say it. It's a vitz. The leitzim say over this vitz. I was once a balabat shayit that I was a balabat shayid that he wanted to aid him, so he asked, he went to Baloshin, and he asked for, he wants the choshev bacher. So Mekitzer, any bacher that came, you know, he would take him to shul, and Shabbos, after Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, they were saying Bamei Madlikim, and he would ask him. Ashkenaz, Yeah, it's Ashkenaz though.
It's Ashkenaz.
I have it. Oh. So we can see what asked him, what's in the pshat? It says, when madlikim, ay madlikim, loy bechelesh, loy bechoysen, loy bechoylech, loy bepsila sayidon, loy bepsila samidbor, loy beroyko shapnei amayim, loy bezefes, loy beshaivo, loy beshemen kik, loy beshemen sreifo, loy bealiye, loy bechelev nochu. We know v'lei bechelev nochim achmodi aimer madlikim bechelev mavusha. This Amoritz would read v'lei bechelev nochu. Ei madlikim loy bechelesh loy b'shem tzrif v'lei bealiyeh v'lei bechelev nochu. So he would ask the bocher, why not to light in the chelev of nochu? So the guy would tell him, listen, you don't read it like that. He said v'lei bechelev nochim achmodi aimer. He says because you don't have an answer, so you're telling me to read krum. And like this, every bocher he would send back. The Amos about to get him engaged with his daughter, he would fire this question. Why v'lei b'chelev nochum? Yeah, you don't read. V'lei b'chelev nochum amad yoyim. You don't know how to read, because you don't know what to say, you're saying a kum epshat. Till once came a bocher, told him, you know why v'lei b'nochum? Furush apostuk. V'hi b'shalach par yasom, v'lei nochum. Nochum didn't want to go out. So v'al nochum didn't want to go out. So b'meile, he made it, we don't use his oil, so he took him to a daughter. He took him to the shidduch. So, I know Chaim Elozhi will say alamol over the smaisa. They say in Chumashir, he said, a person of amol is so krum, and he thinks he's right. And he argues, till some person is masking with him, yeah? But he doesn't have, then he mamish falls, yeah? He got such a bucket that also doesn't know pshat and posuk, yeah? But as if a krum, no, he's arguing the whole world, he will find the right person that will agree with him. What if Shad, when he finds someone, he fell even more? Person is fakumt and his shittas, fakumt and his shittas, fakumt and his shittas. No, till he finds one shayta that is masked with him. Oh, he becomes friendly with the shayta. He doesn't have, now he's mamish in the blotter. Now he found the 80 mamish sugar. So he said, a person has to know in life, when people fix him correctly, not say, no, I will find someone that holds like me. You know, it's a machleikis. Person starts to yell, no. He looks till he finds a guy that says he's right. And now he's a shutuf to that guy. Chaim Elozhi say, the guy that's a shutuf to the guy that agrees with the machlekes is like this guy that now he's happy he found the edim, v'lei benochem. We'll stop here.